Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. There is a raptor that has made a great comeback during the past few decades. The osprey, and he goes by many names, and they're all appropriate for his lifestyle. The river hawk, the fish hawk, and the sea hawk. Think about this, two colleges, UNC Wilmington and Wagner College, their school mascot, the Seahawks. Well, I am always working on new shows, so I was visiting family members who live near the coast. I'm going for a walk, and I hear this distinctive call, and I know exactly what it is, and I look up, and there is an osprey in a tree. A beautiful big oak, and one of the branches dead on top, which gives raptors great peripheral vision. They can get up there and look down, and I just admired him, but I continued my walk. I get near a lake, and guess what? There is an osprey soaring above. I continued my walk with this, and there's a couple lakes in this area, and I continued this walk, and there's a lake that Gabby and I, we kayak in, and it's a small lake, and there is an osprey perched in a tree with a fish in his talons. And I said, okay, Mr. Osprey, I guess you're telling me that this show is for you. You see, this would not be like the same scenario years ago. We used the chemical DDT, and it was affecting the strength of the eggs of osprey and eagles. And when they would sit on their eggs, on a clutch of eggs, the eggs would actually crack. Well, this caused the populations to plummet. Since banning this cancerous chemical, both populations have rebounded. I see osprey everywhere. To help with nesting, we have constructed nesting platforms in the water. This is a case of man's or woman's intervention with nature that has been a huge success. And I'm going to say you will see these nesting platforms in freshwater areas, but along the coast, specifically in brackish water, and that's water with a low salinity content, so it's near estuaries where the river meets the sea. You will see these platforms, and then you will see that osprey, they build these huge nests with large sticks, or just look up in a tree in an area where there's osprey, and they'll build them in the trees. But we have helped them out tremendously. Number one, by stopping using a chemical that was in our waterways, and then number two, building those platforms. Well, during the early spring, the female will lay between 2 to 4 eggs. The female usually incubates the nest while the male hunts for fish. The eggs do not hatch simultaneously, and this is pretty neat. The first birds to hatch, they have an obviously size advantage. In years where there's abundant food, well, it makes sense that there's harmony in the nest. But if food is scarce, the larger firstborn, they get most of the food, and the younger ones could starve. Well, the great thing is right now, the osprey are selecting great areas, great food, lots of harmony going on. So we got lots of reproduction and lots of offspring going on there. Here's an amazing fact about birds. Their defense is flight. So the young fledglings, they must grow up quickly. They are full grown and can fledge for the first time in 60 days. So think about this. You go from basically, you are an egg, and in 60 days, you are large enough to fly. And that happens with all birds. This is the amazing thing. Like, I always say this. And think about this. How much food had to be brought back to that nest to feed mom and 2 to 4 fledglings? And fledgling simply means a bird that's about to fly for the first time. And you go, well, how large could they be? Think about this. They got a wingspan of 5 to 6 feet. So you want to talk about maternal care. That is just just nature. And I always say this, but some people that listen all the time say to me, hey, you say that often, but it's true. Nature is so cool. So Think about that. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I was filming at the Avian Wildlife Center, and my good friend Giselle Smisco, director of the center, and she is just an awesome woman, really cares. You see, the Avian Wildlife Center, it rehabilitates injured birds. And, you know, I used to say early on, injured eagles, owls, hawks, but from the tiniest little sparrow that's injured, they will take care of them. Their goal is to rehabilitate the bird and get them back into the wild. And there's a few birds that are so injured, they can rehabilitate them, but not where they can go out and fly and be safe. And they're used for education purposes, because I've been to many talks and seminars and in schools where Giselle has spoken. She's brought a number of these birds in. Well, we were filming there for a banding and releasing an osprey for Joey B TV and a little bit for PBS at that time. And that's JOEYBE.TV. And Giselle was going to band and release an osprey that she had been working with. And this is like the success story. And it's great that you should go watch that on Joey B TV, but not now, because you need to listen to this story and the rest of Osprey. But then, hey, later on when you're free, yeah, it is definitely worthwhile to watch. You need to see, we had a cameraman there and a camerawoman there, and both of them, their close-up footage of the osprey is spectacular. You just need to see it. How about yellow eyes and blue feet? Yes, I said blue feet. The osprey's talons, and when you see the close-ups, they are long, curved, and sharp because, hey, their diet is fish. This carnivore has an awesome means to capture the fish. Now, think about when you see those talons and how long, curved they are, piercing a fish. Well, now you got to hold on to them. Well, on the bottom of the feet, the blue feet, it looks like Velcro, which allows the raptor to grip the fish. So he's able to hold on to them because, you know, it's like you see this, and I'll discuss his hunting technique in a second, but you see this and he's going to, you know, perch up in a tree somewhere and hold on to that fish. To add to his hunting and capturing ability, the osprey, and this is, once again, you say nature's so cool, he's got a reversible outer toe. He can grasp the fish with two toes in the front and two toes behind. Either soaring or from a perch, you can see an osprey dive head first. Think about aerodynamics. He dives, tucks his wings, head first, abrupt. It's like almost, and I say it's abrupt, he hovers for that just split second because he's pulling up, and then his feet and talons into the water nail a swimming fish. Magically, the osprey along the coast begin to vanish in September. And I'm telling you, it's like I'd be down there along the coast, kayaking, paddleboarding, doing something, osprey, 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 go down another weekend, and all of a sudden, I was like, where are they? They are gone. Migration then has begun. Some fly to Florida, some to Mexico, and some even to South America. So their migration travel is great. Well, their habitats when they are here includes rivers, lakes, coastal waters, including the estuaries where the rivers meet the sea, salt marshes, and reservoirs. I see them up on the Monksville Reservoir, is what I call my home court, 3,000 acres of water, and I see the osprey up there all the time. So that is in pure fresh water away from the coast. Year to year, an osprey will use the same breeding ground and the same migration grounds. So, and I've also mentioned this in many of the shows. We always talk about, they say that's instinct. That is instinct to go back and forth to the exact same places. Recently, Gabby, Evelyn, and I, we were on a fishing adventure. We weren't ready to get everything ready, like on the water. We stop at a place and we stop there for a second, little pond next to us. And Gabby, and she's getting good with her eyes out there. She goes, look, osprey. And maybe I'd say 30 feet from us in a tree, 30 feet up. So it was 30-30. And there's an osprey with a fish in her talons. And I said, okay, ladies, let's get out of the truck quietly. Let's go over there. And Evelyn really didn't have it in her eyes, little gal, about 5 years old. and I pull out one of my cameras with a zoom lens and I start to adjust it. And there the osprey takes off. She gets a glimpse of him and flies to the back end of the pond, still with the fish in the talons. And just, again, we didn't mean to spook him out, but he moved on, but still at a safe distance. But it was just really, really neat to be able to see that. This distinctive, sometimes I get excited and my words just sort of jumble out there. This distinctive raptor has a family of its own, separate from all the other raptors. Because I didn't use the word special today, but I am right now, because guess what? That is special. The osprey's distinctive call will allow you to find one near water. And if you want to know any of the bird calls, the Cornell University Labs has a great site for you to go to. But not now, but you're thinking about, hey, well, let's go try to track this bird. Or what bird did I just hear? Was it a, and sometimes you can identify it down into families, et cetera. Well, you can listen to the calls there. But I want you to please take the time to watch Banding an Osprey on Joey B TV, to see the coloration of the bird's feathers, the white head, the wings and chest brownish, black, and a close-up of his face. He is so cool, so unique, but then again, as I said, so is all of nature. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.